الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله.
कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। अता कर दे वो मुझको अपनी मोहब्बत, मैं उसके सिवा कुछ और नहीं मांगता हूँ। अता कर दे वो मुझको अपनी मोहब्बत, मैं उसके सिवा कुछ और नहीं मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। है नाराज की जिसकी दोज़ख से बरकर, उसी ज़ात की बस रिदा मांगता हूँ। है नाराज की जिसकी दोज़ख से बरकर, उसी ज़ात की बस रिदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। असल मुझे दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, असल मुझे दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोज़े जज़ा मांगता हूँ। असल मुझे दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोज़े जज़ा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता
हूँ।
आप
कुछ
कुछ अशआर याद आ रहे हैं मौलाना अल्ताफ हुसैन हाली के, जो उन्होंने अल्लाह की मारिफत और मोहब्बत से मुतालिक कहे हैं। ये इल्मी, इरफानी और एहसानी मजलिस है और इसी के वो लायक है। ऐ सबसे अव्वल और आखिर, ऐ सबसे अव्वल और आखिर, जहाँ तहाँ हाजिर और नाजिर, ऐ सबसे अव्वल और आखिर, जहाँ तहाँ हाजिर और नाजिर, ऐ सब दानाओं से दाना, ऐ सब दानाओं से दाना, सारे तवानाओं से तवाना, ऐ सब दानाओं से दाना, सारे तवानाओं से तवाना, ऐ बाला हर बाला तर से, اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے چاند سے سورج سے امبر سے، اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے چاند سے سورج سے امبر سے، امبر یہاں آسمان کے معنی میں ہے، اے بالا ہر بالا تر سے چاند سے سورج سے امبر سے، اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے، اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے، اے لگڑے لولوں کے سہارے، اے اندھوں کی آنکھ کے تارے، اے لگڑے لولوں کے سہارے، بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے، بے آسوں کی بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے، بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے، جاگتے سوتے پاس تو ہی ہے، بے آسوں کی آس تو ہی ہے، جاگتے سوتے پاس تو ہی ہے، ناؤ جہاں کی، ناؤ کشتی، ناؤ جہاں کی کھینے والا، دکھ میں تسلی دینے والا، ناؤ جہاں کی کھینے والا، دکھ میں تسلی دینے والا، ہر دل میں ہے تیرا بسیرا، ہر دل میں ہے، ہر دل میں ہے تیرا بسیرا، تو پاس اور گھر دور ہے تیرا، ہر دل میں ہے تیرا بسیرا، تو پاس اور گھر دور ہے تیرا، اور تو ہے اکیلوں کا رکھوالا، تو ہے اکیلوں کا رکھوالا، تو ہے اندھیرے گھر کا اجالا، تو ہے اکیلوں کا رکھوالا، تو ہے اندھیرے گھر کا اجالا، جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، جب کچھ بھی نہیں تھا اب سب کچھ ہے اور تب کچھ بھی نہیں ہوگا، جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، جب اب تب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، تجھ سے ہے سب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، تجھ سے ہے سب تجھ سا نہیں کوئی، اے سب سے اول اور آخر، جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر، تو ہی ڈبوئے تو ہی ترائے، تو ہی ڈبوئے تو ہی ترائے، تو ہی بیڑے پار لگائے، اے سب سے اول اور آخر، جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر، تو ہی مرض دے تو ہی دوا دے، تو ہی مرض دے تو ہی دوا دے تو ہی دوا دارو میں شفا دے اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر چمکارے چمکار کے مارے چمکارے چمکار کے مارے مارے مار کے پھر چمکارے چمکارے چمکار کے مارے مارے مار کے پھر چمکارے اور پیار کے تیرے کہنا کیا ہے پیار کے تیرے کہنا کیا ہے پیار کے تیرے کہنا کیا ہے مار میں بھی ایک تیری مزا ہے اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر اے عزت اور عظمت والے رحمت اور عدالت والے اے عزت اور عظمت والے رحمت اور عدالت والے اب آخر میں اپنا عرض مدعا ہے فکر کسی فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی تیرے سوا دھن ہو نہ کسی کی فکر نہ اچھی کی نہ بری کی تیرے سوا دھن ہو نہ کسی کی اور کوئی جگہ اس دل میں نہ پائے کوئی جگہ اس دل میں نہ پائے یاد کوئی بھولے سے نہ آئے کوئی جگہ اس دل میں نہ پائے یاد کوئی بھولے سے نہ آئے اور تو ہی زباں پر تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی زباں پر تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی زباں پر تو ہی ہو دل میں تو ہی زباں پر مار کے جاؤں لات جہاں پر اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر اور آخری شعر ہے پاؤں تجھے ایک سب کو بھلا کر پاؤں تجھے بس سب کو بھلا کر خاک میں جاؤں سب کو مٹا کر پاؤں تجھے بس سب کو بھلا کر خاک میں جاؤں سب کو بھلا کر اے سب سے اول اور آخر جہاں تہاں حاضر اور ناظر
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, in this very honorable Mubarak Majlis of our very honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat of the time, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, if we come with open hearts to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wallah, where the Hazrat is present himself here, or outwardly Hazrat physically is not present, but Hazrat's tawajju, Hazrat's special focus is still present here. And this is what we have to learn, that this unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that works in the world, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, stressing on the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam. One sunnah that comes to mind, it's sunnah, but it's a mustahab act of namaz. That Hazrat teaches us that when we make salam in namaz, then first of all, the sunnat way of making salam, that salam starts from the middle. As-salamu alaykum. Start from the middle. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Then look to the right. And look, turn your head full and look on the shoulders of your right side when you're making salam to the right. And if you're making namaz wa jamaat, then make intention. If you're right behind the imam, then you make niyat of the imam also. You make niyat of all the muqtadis that are on the right side. You make niyat of the jinnat that are also there. And the farishta, the malaika, and particularly this farishta that is on your shoulder. Kiraman, katibin that are on our shoulders. We should look at them and make salam to them. And make niyat that we are making salam to them. So first of all, the sunnat of salam is, it starts from the middle. And say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And also very important, Hazrat teaches us also the hamza in the assalam, that we are very negligent. We don't take out the hamza properly. Assalamu alaikum. It is very important that we pronounce this hamza properly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And look at the malaika and look at this particular farishta, this particular angel that's writing our book of deeds. And then you come to the salam, the first salam ends again in the middle. Bring your head to the middle again, and then start your next salam from the middle. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then turn your face full to the left and look at the farishta on the left. And like I said, if you're behind the imam, immediately make niyat again of the imam. All the musallis on the left side, the jinnat and the malaika, and particularly this farishta that's on your shoulder. One great band, this is the sunnat way of making salam. This was, and the musta, it's a mustahab act to look at your shoulders when looking and making salam. But the great benefit of one mustahab act, Hazrat explained, if you do this consciously, and this niyat you make that I'm making salam to the malaika, then the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the takweeni nizam, That system of Allah which we can't see, which is operating all the time, 24/7, the system that is operating in the world is the taqweeni nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly we see the system that we see everything, governments are in control, infrastructures, etc. But actually, وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That it is only He, Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. There is nobody for us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ. Then, or if that is the case, then it's obvious all praise belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beginning to the end, any praises to anybody belongs solely and only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Lawul Hukm, all sovereignty, all control, all laws, whatever system is running in the world, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, wa ilayhi turja'un. If we don't get this reality in this world, and this is what we have come here to learn, and that's what we come learn from the mashayikh, to open our hearts and get this yaqeen. Like so beautifully Mawla Ilyas have recited this beautiful poem of marifat, of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. He is the first, there's no first before Allah. He is the last, there's no last besides Allah. If there's anybody present, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazir, nazir is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Allahu Akbar. The ulama-i Dioban, how firm in their beliefs, of what caliber ulama they were, that they regarded our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the highest pristine position, and but kept Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the position of a Nabi of Allah. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest personality, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hasn't got the quality of Allah to be hazir, nazir, to be present everywhere. Yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present at his rosa. When you go there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. Our belief, our aqidah is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is listening to us. But he is not hazir nazir. Allah Rabbul Izzat is hazir nazir. So the system that is functioning in the world, one easy way to gain the system, and also Allah Akbar. Look at our beautiful teachings of our Shaykh Arif Billah. Qurban Jai, our lives should be sacrificed on such a great personality. That Hazrat teaches us, if you just control your gazes in namaz, for example, this one act, just look at your shoulders, and not look today, is Ahmad there, he's owing me money, I must collect my money after namaz. Is he there, or I must give him my message, is he here today, or who's present? You are not here to mark the register. We are here to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has brought us in his darbar, Allah has brought us in his court. And if we don't gain the marifat, the recognition of Allah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't increase in our namazes, then when is it going to increase? So this is the system that we have to learn. That when you look at your shoulders, one easy way is to control your gazes. Look at the places where you have to look in namaz. For example, when making salam, look at the shoulders. If you look at it in namaz, and in namaz it's very easy to make this exercise, to look at the places where you have to look in namaz. And Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, just in one bayan Hazrat gave in a nikah bayan, simple 10-15 minute bayan, and Hazrat just mentioned this point, that if a person wants control of his gazes, then in namaz, where you're supposed to be looking, then look at those positions in namaz while standing, look at the position where your head will reach in sajda. When going into ruku, look at your feet. When going into sajda, look at the tip of your nose. Try and do this exercise, don't close your eyes. And when sitting in tahiyat and jalsa position, look at your left. And when making salam, look at your shoulders. Hazrat says, if you do this exercise in namaz, out of namaz, you see it's very easy to control your gazes. And in namaz, it's very easy. There's no woman walking with bikini around here. There's no woman walking with mini skirts. So in namaz, to do this exercise, and Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, one person who used to go out regularly in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he listened to this bayan of our Hazrat, and after that he wrote to Hazrat after 2 months, or he made a phone call to Hazrat, and he said, Hazrat, I had this weakness and the sickness. And we all get weaknesses, we all get bimari comes, nobody asks for sickness. It comes, but then we should take the treatment. And normally we are too worried of physical sicknesses. We should be worried of that and do the treatment. But more important than that is our physical, our spiritual diseases that come in the heart. Those diseases come, we're not concerned. But those people that are concerned and make fikr and make dua and then take guidance from the mashayikh, see how Allah Ta'ala cures. This person says, Hazrat, I was very worried, I had the sickness that I'm looking at other women and I thought that if I make another nikah, the sickness will go away. He says, I made a second nikah also, but still I'm looking at other women. And he felt very perturbed, and this is a sign of a believer, that you commit a sin, you feel bad about yourself, and you feel regretted, and you feel ashamed, and you make tawbah. And the more you make tawbah, Allah will make the means to come out of that sin. Tawbah is the stepping stone, and tawbah is the easiest way for a person to come out. Just make istighfar. Even a person just reads 100 times, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. In the beginning, even if it is not consciously, but see the barakat of Astaghfirullah will take out sin from our lives. So anyway, this person told Hazrat, I heard this bayan of yours, and I tried to practice on it, and in 2 months' time, I found that I got my cure. My ilaj has been made. So anyway, that was one barakat of just acting on a mustahab act. Another great blessing that Hazrat has taught us, that in the sunnat way of salam, then this mustahab act of looking at your shoulder, by that the unseen system of Allah will dawn on you. That what is Allah Ta'ala's system and nizam that is running, Allah has got and put malaika in place to do the different actions and to run the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, Allah is not in need of any malaika also. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any creation also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, that who Allah Ta'ala chooses, this is the system of Allah. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person starts realizing this hidden nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll find and realize and understand that whether our shaykh is present or not, Hazrat's focus on this majlis, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we know about all rays, and we know about microwave rays, etc. We can't see it, but we accept it wholeheartedly, because scientifically it's proven. If that is the case, then all the spiritual rays which Allah Ta'ala has created from ever, the very first spiritual ray, it comes, that awwal ma khalaq Allah, Nura Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing that ever Allah Ta'ala created was the nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the barakat and the radiance of the spirituality of the nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through that barakat the whole world came into existence. The whole nizam and system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running on the barakat of the nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to understand this, this is what we have to come and open our hearts and learn from the mashayikh. Then we won't think, oh, Hazrat is not here, what am I going to get? What am I going to benefit? Hazrat's tawajjuhat, their du'as, their focus on the majlis. And when they're not around, they are more focused. They are making du'a and in their hearts. And if we can just get the du'a, one drop of the du'a of our shaykh, of the mashayikh, then kaam ban jayega. Then our work will be done. So Allah Ta'ala give me first of all tawfiq and understanding to realize what a mubarak, auspicious gathering this is of our honorable, illustrious Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala brings us here. This is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allahu Akbar. Hazrat teaches so beautifully. Hazrat says, if you go for ziyarat to Medina Sharif, and if Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to go into Rawdatul Jannah, like Nabi Kareem Sawsam has mentioned, the space between the my Qabr Mubarak, my Rawza and my Mimbar, that is Rawdatul Riyadul Jannah, that's a portion of Jannah. And once you enter that portion, you should have yaqeen, I'm in Jannah. And look at how our mashayikh teach us, Hazrat teaches us that our mashayikh has taught that make this muraqabah and dua in Jannah, that Ya Allah, you brought me into Jannah. And it's your promise, Ya Allah, whoever you bring into Jannah, you won't kick them out of Jannah. So Ya Allah, now that you brought me into Jannah, keep me in the amal of Jannah all the time. So how fortunate. So now when Allah has brought us here, now we should make this niyat, Ya Allah, you have brought me here in the company of your arif, that great personality who's got your recognition, who's got your love, which is a clear sign you want to give me your love. You want to give me your marifat. So Ya Allah, open my heart. Open my heart up. Open my mind up. Let me gain this marifat. Even if it is one drop of the marifat of Allah. One drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, one drop of the love of Allah is more valuable than both the worlds and whatever it contains. And like Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, we didn't know there is a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was not for our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daum Barakatum, in what a strong, radiant way he presents the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat, out of his humbleness, says that, Hazrat, we didn't know there's a thing like the love of Allah. We knew there's ibadat, we knew there's tilawat, namaz, all those things we should do anxiously. But doing that as ibadat, as you get sawab, one is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. Allah ta'ala must just be happy what I am doing. Allahu Akbar. And then a person is in a different world. And a person's enjoyment is different. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daum Barakatum explained so beautifully that our Hazrat teaches us this point. Hazrat says, don't make your deen like a Hindu. Just hisab kitab. That if I'm going to do this ibadat, how much sawab I'm going to get? If I'm going to do that ibadat, how much sawab I'm going to get? Look at where Allah will be happy with me or not. Allah will be, that the Hindus, whatever they do, they must make hisab. So much so, as I should explain, that one Hindu, he was sick now, very ill, almost now is fair. The sickness looked like it was going to be fatal, he's going to leave the world. So his accountant came and was standing at his bedside, so he's telling his accountant that it looks like I'm not going to live long, and the treatment that they're going to charge me is so much. So you do a calculation that if I take the treatment, how much is going to cost? And if I have to pass away and we have to feed the people, all the people that come for my funeral, we have to feed them, how much is going to cost? Whichever one is cheaper, we'll take that option. So that is the ways of the Hindus. So we don't see that, oh, if I read Awabin, I get so many 12 years of ibadat, sawab, whatever. Is Allah Ta'ala going to be happy with me or not? This is that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, like our Hazrat says, hame kuch khabar nahi ti, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seeka, tere sange dar pe marna. Oh Allah, Hazrat taught us, what is the love of, we didn't know there's a thing like love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't even need an alarm clock to get up for Fajr. Before Fajr you'll be up. And when there's love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody has to tell you whether it's hot or cold. You'll be just in the thoughts and just thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allahu Akbar. Look at the love of Allah. Look at the demand of the rububiyyat. The demand of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so emphatically and beautifully in the Quran Kareem, that as the pass this message on to my bandas, kul innani hadani rabbi ila siratim mustaqim. That kul innani hadani, that verily my Rabb, Allahu Akbar. What such kindness there is in this ayat has got such impact. That Allah has used the quality of Rabb. Rabb means rububiyat. It comes from the word rububiyat. Rububiyat means that great being who brings you into existence and nurtures you all the time. Takes into consideration every need of yours, every necessity. Like how a mother has got soul of feeling for a child. The mother is concerned of every well-being of their child. The mother is concerned of the child's clothes, the child's food, the child's shelter. And the mother who's got more understanding, she is concerned, my child's akhlaq, my child's character, my child's knowledge and that. So more concern than what all the mothers in the world has got. Allah Ta'ala, who's our Rabb. That is why Allah Akbar, Mufassireen explain, it is the demand of rububiyat. It is the demand and the taqaza of Allah Ta'ala being our nurturer, that Allah guide us on the straight path. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is passing on this message, that innani hadani rabbi ila sirati mustaqim, that my Rabb who brought me into existence, who is concerned of my, more than our physical nourishment, our spiritual nourishment, which is extremely important and very vital. And that is when a person gets this love of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my Allah didn't send me here and, as a lost case, aliyazu billah. Allahu Akbar. How beautifully Allah Ta'ala has put it. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَىٰ. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you came in the world, you saw people engaged in worshipping idols. It didn't appeal to you. It didn't make sense. And that's also very important that we learn deen and we learn knowledge of deen from the ulama-i Rabbaniyin. Those true scholars who got the proper knowledge of deen and they teach us. Otherwise in this ayat, normally the word dhalan will make a big mess up. We'll make a wrong translation that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, al-iyazu billah. Nakli kufar kufar nabashat. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we found you astray, aliyazu billah. Whereas here, this word dhalan doesn't mean this at all. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was never ever astray. Never ever was any Nabi astray, even before Nabuwat. So Allah Ta'ala is explaining, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your condition was such. When you came in the world, you were astonished. How can people be worshipping idols? How can people be worshipping their passion and desires? So it didn't interest you. You were not inclined to it in the least, but, and you had this burning desire in your heart that how can I find my Allah? How can I find my, that path that I can show these people the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this burning desire in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, Fahada, we guided you. We showed you. So Allah ta'ala is explaining what is that guidance. Kun innani hadani rabbi ila siratim mustaqim. That, oh people, Allah ta'ala, my Rabb, has guided me on the straight path. It is the demand of my Rabb, that not that only Allah Ta'ala gives me my food, my shelter, my air, but more important than that, Allah gives me my ruhaniyat, my spirituality. Allah has showed me the path. So remember, the path that I am showing you of this love of Allah is not my own ideas, it's not my own ideology. Allahu Akbar. And before this, in fact, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that the people in the world who want to use their own ideas and try and recognize Allah with their own intelligence, they'll get so lost, they'll have their own ideologies about deen. They'll follow their own custom and they'll split into many different groups. Allahu Akbar. And this time we see it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forewarned and foretold that the ummah itself was split into 73 different groups. That's a different topic on its own and a different important bayan on its own. But in there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that which will be the group that will be on the straight path, ma ana ali wa sahabi. Those who follow me and my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And why follow me? Because I'm not teaching you Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest personality. That great person who says, utitul awwaleen ilmul awwaleen wal akhirin. Allah gave me the knowledge of the beginning and the end. The personality with the greatest knowledge. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I am not presenting a deen to you that is with regard to my own knowledge, with regard to my own ideas, with regard to the customs of my forefathers. No, innani hadani rabbi ila sirati mustaqim. My Rabb that is so kind, that's so in this poem Hazrat has recited, the kindness of Allah, that if anybody has got no support, the only support that is there all the time is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any house has got only darkness, the light in that house is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah taken in that house has got light. You can have no outward light, electricity, but you got Allah in that house. You got the zikr of Allah. That house is full of light. It's full of contentment. It's full of happiness, full of ease. So Allah ta'ala has guided us on this path of hidayat, which shows the kindness of Allah, as Hazrat said in his poem also. Ya Allah, your mercy we can't imagine. It has got no bounds, it has got no limits. And thus we will learn, Allah Ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman. Ar-Rahman fas'al bi khabira. You want to know about Allah, jo ba khabar hai, usse poochho. Those who know about Allah, those who are informed. And our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daum Rakatim says that this tarjuma, his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali has made. He says it puts you in a state of ecstasy. that ba-khabar, those who know about Allah. When you just know who knows about Allah, Allah Akbar. Today any person says, you know a person, he'll teach you how to become a millionaire. He is, now you wishing, when can I meet that person? What is a millionaire and a trillionaire and whatever? Allah Akbar. One drop, that person who can give you one drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in then you sacrifice your life on that person. That is why our Shaykh says that people think that we are idol worshippers. We say, my Shaykh, my Shaykh. That person who taught you about Allah, how can you ever forget such a person? How your life, because that is why Sahaba Rajallahu used to tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fidaka Abi wa Ummi ya Rasulallah. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our parents we sacrifice upon you. So we say this to our mashayikh, it's not an extravagance, it's not exaggeration. This is the sunnat of Sahaba, this is the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is where we come to learn that this part of hidayat, this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is no new path. Deenan qiyamam millata Ibrahim Hanifa. Allah ta'ala says this is deenan qiyamam. Qiyamam means that is very firm. It's not got no, it's no, there's no ifs and buts in our deen. Allahu Akbar. As our Shaykh says, very, very important, especially in this time and age, we have to understand and realize, when it comes to matters of deen, deen are firm commands which comes directly from Allah. It doesn't come from any mufti, it doesn't come from any institution, it doesn't come from a Nabi also. It comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen is firm, and a person should realize, when a person realizes that deen has come from Allah, then he will accept deen in that pure and pristine way. Not look for excuses and any, you cause a problem and now you're looking a solution to suit you. Allahu Akbar. We should understand and realize, and deen is so simple, and deen is full of Allah Ta'ala's passion and love for us. So which when a person understands and realizes this, then naturally what a person, once you get the drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your natural reaction will be, Allah ta'ala explains, ulama have explained, yeah, mufassirin explain, that this two ayats is explaining the fundamentals, the basis of our deen. What is true deen? Deen is a firm foundation which comes from Allah. Now the branch, the most important branch of deen, and from there all the other branches spread out, that a natural inclination of a person, when you first become a true muwahid, when you get the marifah, the recognition of Allah, and realize the system in the world is running by Allah. Every split, every atom is in total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then naturally a person is going to say, Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presenting this to us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this. And this then has been transferred from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sahaba transferred it to the Tabi'een, the Tabi'een to the Tabi Tabi'een, and today we are so fortunate. We have mashayikh like our Shaykh in our midst to transfer this true and pristine deen, which in reality is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That true love of Allah, when it comes in the heart of a person, then naturally a person will just be too happy and to talk to Allah, that Ya Allah, inna salati. That my namaz, which is, Allahu Akbar, ulama explain here, that this is the important branches of deen. And from the branches of deen, which means the amal of deen, the sign that iman is in your heart, the sign of that is, now the branches will come out. That is, and the first branch, the first amal of deen, which is the root of all the other amal, is namaz, is salat. So that is why Allah Ta'ala mentioned first, inna salati, my namaz, and then wa nusuki. Different tafsir that is given to the word nusuk, it means qurbani also, it means the actions of hajj also, but ulama have explained here, the best the tafsir will be, it means general ibadat, that all types of ibadat, so it's not only my namaz, Ya Allah, all my forms of ibadat, and then, wa mahyaya, my life, every action of my life, every condition of my life, Ya Allah. And then when I leave this world, Ya Allah, my dying also, Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's only for Allah who's got no partner whatsoever. And why for Allah? Rabbil Alameen. Allah is my Rabb. Allah is my creator, my sustainer, and Allah has created the entire universe. Allah is running the whole system of the universe, specially for me, for my benefit. Allahu Akbar. Then shouldn't I be a die-hard lover for Allah? Shouldn't I realize? Then Allahu Akbar. Ulama explain here in this ayat that this is the natija, and this is the result of true iman and perfect iman. And this will be the result of perfect ikhlas, that a person realizes, Allah who brought me into existence, how can I be doing any movement for anybody else besides Allah? And then what is true insaniyat? And what is a kamil insan, a true and perfect insan? A true and perfect insan is that person who realizes that I am the slave of Allah. Allah is my Rabb. Allah is the Rabb of all the universes, of every creation which we know and we won't even know. Millions of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is my Rabb. And not only Allah is my Rabb, Allah ta'ala, I am under the gazes of Allah every split moment. Allah is watching me every split moment. And not Allah ta'ala, don't take it in a negative sense that Allah is just watching me to pounce upon me, aliyazu billah. Allah, like how a mother watches her son out of love and out of mercy, if a dead mother who sends her small son to the shop to buy potatoes or onions, if she could have a glance at the son till he goes to the shop and come back, how happy she will be. But her glances are limited. All her love is limited. All her protection is limited. All her needs and all her resources are limited. Allah Ta'ala's love is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's protection is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's resources are unlimited. And every split moment, we are under the glances of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. So what is true insaniyat? And what is true, a true human being? That now a person realizes, this brain Allah Ta'ala gave me, this heart Allah Ta'ala gave me, this eyes Allah Ta'ala gave me, this ears Allah Ta'ala gave me, this hands Allah Ta'ala gave me, this feet Allah Ta'ala gave me, Allah gave me the faculty of speech, Allah gave me the faculty of writing. So every split moment I should be conscious that none of my faculties and abilities go against the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when a person becomes a true insan, a true human being. And this is what we come to learn here. And Allahu Akbar. The ayah that we recited, there's no time to go into that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself teaches us. And teaches us that if you want barakat in your life, then tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. Get connected to the Creator, to that great being who is only blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ba barakat hai. Allah ta'ala is full of blessings. And as our Hazrat explained, forget the being of Allah. We can't imagine the blessings in Allah ta'ala's being. Just Allah ta'ala's name itself is so mubarak, it's so blessed. And Hazrat says, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you want to become mubarak, make zikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll become so mubarak that people will start coming to you for du'as. People will start coming to you and say, blow on our badam and blow on our water. It's not that you are blessed, it's because you're taking the name of Allah. The mubarak name of Allah has made you blessed, that people regard you as blessed. And Allah Ta'ala's name is so mubarak, so blessed, that like a person cannot love without a ruh, without a soul, that person is absolutely useless. Again, to understand the functioning and the running of this entire world, the ruh of the entire world is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said very clearly, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqala fil ard. Allah, Allah. The world will not come to an end. The world will not stop functioning. As our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says, if you got a, a bus company, and you're running buses, and you're collecting passengers, and you got 10 buses, and now your buses are all going full, you're very happy, my business is flourishing, it's very good. But after some time, business starts dropping, and now you see the buses are running half empty. Now you say it's difficult, you have to drop half the buses off the road, you have to take them off, you can't look after it, maintenance, etc. But your business is still running, you're still okay, but after a while again it drops more, now you have to come down to 2 buses, and you get worried. and then you see that bus now, that's also going half. Now you say it's a non-possible business. I have to stop this business. But Hazrat explained that till there's one person in the remotest village anywhere in the world who is just taking the name of Allah, Allah will let the whole system in the world for a function. Everything in the world, the sun rising, the sun setting, the moon rising, coming out, all the stars, the air blowing, everything will function until Allah Ta'ala's name is taking place. So Allah Ta'ala's name is so Mubarak. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains us and reminds us that insan, I created you and I created the reality of life and death. Life and death is a creation of Allah. And here Allah Ta'ala said, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat. Allah says, we created death and life. In other words, death is also a creation. Life is also a creation of Allah. And on the year after we'll see the reality. Allah will bring mort in the form of an animal, a sheep or a goat. And Allah will slaughter it in front of the whole creation that see, here death has come to an end. There's no death after this. So Allah Ta'ala says that, and we know generally the system of Allah is you first get life and then you go through a process of death. But here Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat. And this also one very important lesson that we learn, why we come to these majalis, that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that death is such a thing that no person in the world, even a person who calls himself an atheist, who says outwardly with his tongue, he doesn't believe in Allah. But when he comes in a problem, ask him finally in his heart, who is he turning to? In his heart, he's turning to a God, he's turning to Allah. So even that person who regards himself as an atheist, he's got no difference of opinion in the matter of death. That death is definitely going to overtake me. It can be as Hazrat has mentioned in his poem so beautifully, from all the intelligent people, the most intelligent, the creator of intelligence is Allah. From all the very strong and powerful people, who can be more stronger and powerful than Allah? All the powerful people came and they are no more in the world. They are all gone. But unfortunately, this reality doesn't strike our heart. And we don't realize that we have to go, we have to work to meet Allah. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who has realized that he has to leave this world, and he prepares for that. He preparing to get the love of Allah in this heart. That nobody must be in my heart. Allah Akbar. One couplet the Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully. He says, I haven't thought of anything good. I haven't thought of anything bad. But if there's a thought that is lingering in my mind all the time, is, oh Allah, you must become mine. That you become mine, Ya Allah. That there's no space for nobody in my heart besides you, Ya Allah. So this, unfortunately, today we are living, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah says, the ummah has become behis. We, so to say, we lost our senses. We love, when a person loses his sense of feeling, his sense of touch, he can't taste anything, and any food, it doesn't appeal to him. Any food is just nice. A person who's got no sense of feeling, you hit him, it makes no sense. Today, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has told us of this reality, that mort is going to take place, and this is something everybody knows, but look at the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala still reminds us, because Allah Ta'ala knows, my bandas are so ghafil, we are so ghafil, and we are so negligent, that we'll see mort happening in front of us, and for that few moments, we feel little pain, and it's gone down the drain. And we don't realize, we don't think that, hey, am I prepared for that death? Am I prepared for this reality? That's why Allah, but to end off, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala an, one great sahabi of Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, that my heart desire is, that every person can make this ayat his muraqabah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, try and read this ayah daily and let this reality come into our heart. That why am I loving? Why am I loving for? That every moment of mine, every split moment of mine, every movement of mine, every action of my life, every condition of my life, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how can I get this connection with Allah and the speaker and Allah Akbar. Look at the mashayikh, how much concern they got to pass on this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat travels throughout the world, then concerned, have Islahi jalsas. All this is not just so that things are happening. These are special concern and reality which myself, all of us should have this concern, Ya Allah. We also want this love of yours. And this love will come from the marifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who gets one drop of the recognition of Allah, he must get the azmat, the greatness of Allah coming in his heart. When Allah's greatness comes in your heart, then automatically Allah's muhabbat is going to come. Allah's love is going to come. When Allah's love is going to come, then Allah ta'ala's itaat, Allah's obedience. And obedience in such a way, not just a ritual. Like myself, we're just performing namaz as a ritual. Let me perform namaz. But itaat, obedience of Allah, every moment you worried that, hey, this namaz, I'm not improving my namaz. Is my namaz improving? Is my tilawat improving? Is my zikr improving? Is my attendance of the masjid improving? Not that I'm just here punctually. Am I gaining something? And am I taking something? So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Through the barakat of our honorable illustrious Shaykh, our Hazrat Azmun Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Rakatum, Allah Ta'ala also grants us this marifat, this azmat, this muhabbat, this marifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we can realize this reality of this ayat, and together with this we can prepare for our maut. And this preparation is so important that now already, Rajab is here. Ramadan is just like Ramadan was here yesterday. It is here already again. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us every year Ramadan, the Rajab comes, make dua already. Allahumma barik li fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give me barakat, a true barakat, that now must get, at least now come to our senses, that the very great guest of Allah is coming. Have I still corrected my namaz? Have I put my namaz in order? Let me get myself connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our Hazrat says, not let me check my freezers, the woman folk will check, hey, my white meat, I still didn't order. I didn't order my months, I didn't start my preparation of my samosas. Hazrat says, tum 55 ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. You 55, 60 and you still think Ramadan is for samosas and pies in it. Whereas every Ramadan we're supposed to see, is my connection with Allah growing or not? Is that love of Allah coming more intense in my heart or not? So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to remind myself, first of all, Hazrat says to speak is very easy. To listen is more easier. But this reality has to come into our hearts. So we make dua in the barakat of our name of our Hazrat and through the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala grants us these realities, inshallah. Give me a few minutes, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بگلد درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ناراي مستانا كشمي آئدم تا أبد جانا جنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله الله الله
Allah, 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 Allah. Kya mujh par nazar na dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi, kya mujh par nazar na dali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu Ta'ala Shanu.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد صلاة ترجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الصابرين والشاكرين اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين اللهم أنس وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا أرحم الراحمين ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما ہم سب کی خطاؤں کو معاف فرما پوری انسانیت پر رحم فرما پورے عالم میں امن امان قائم فرما پوری دنیا میں ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو چلا دے علم کی روشنی کو پورے عالم میں پھیلا دے جہالت کو ختم فرما دے کتاب و سنت کی روشنی کو پوری دنیا میں چالو فرما دے او اللہ کتاب و سنت کی نمائندہ اور مینار نوری مجلسیں ہیں او اللہ ان کے فیوز و برکات عام فرما دے او اللہ ان کے فیوز و برکات عام فرما دے مدارس کی مساجد کی خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما علماء کی صلحاء کی مؤمنین کی مؤمنات کی ایک ایک فرد امت کی حفاظت فرما تیرے عالم میں امت اس وقت نرغے میں ہے اے اللہ تو امت کے حال پر رحم فرما امت کی مغفرت فرما امت کو معاف کر دے ذلت کو عزت سے بدل دے اے اللہ ضعف کو قوت سے بدل دے جہالت کو علم سے بدل دے اے اللہ غفلت کو ذکر سے بدل دے اے اللہ جو باتیں یہاں کہی گئی اے اللہ کہنے اور سننے والوں میں اخلاص پیدا فرما اور اخلاص کی طاقت و قوت دے کر اے اللہ تیرے دربار کے خواص میں شامل فرما اے اللہ تیری معرفت نصیب فرما، تیری محبت نصیب فرما، سچا تعلق عطا فرما. اے اللہ عارف باللہ شیخ محترم سفر میں ہیں، اے اللہ ان کے سفر میں برکت ڈال دے، عافیت سلامتی اور غنیمت ڈال دے. اے اللہ جس درد کو لے کر وہ پھر رہے ہیں، اے اللہ وہ درد پورے دنیا میں عام فرما دے. اے اللہ ان کے قدم جہاں جہاں پڑے، اے اللہ وہاں جہاں کتاب و سنت کے نمونے چالو فرما دے، نمونے دیکھنے کو نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ رجوع اور مرجعیت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہماری ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما، ہمارے اساتذہ اور مشائخ کی مغفرت فرما. جو لوگ دعاؤں کے لیے کہتے ہیں یا لکھتے ہیں یا توقع رکھتے ہیں، ان کی مرادوں کو پورا کرنا. حاضرین مجلس کی اے اللہ سب سے بڑی مراد یہ ہے کہ آپ مل جائیں. اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا آپ نصیب فرما، تیری معرفت اور تیری سچی محبت عطا فرما. اللہ ہماری زندگیوں میں برکت ڈال دے. اللہ ہر قسم کی بے برکتی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، جسمانی روحانی ہر قسم کی بیماری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اور ہر قسم کی صحت و طاقت و قوت عطا فرما. اے اللہ ہماری دنیا بھی بنا اور آخرت بھی بنا، دونوں جہان کی سرخرو نصیب فرما. حضرت محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی قبر اقدس اور روح مطہر پر اے اللہ کروڑ ہر کروڑ صلاۃ و سلام نازل فرما. اے اللہ امت کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، جزیرۃ العرب کی حفاظت فرما، عالم اسلام کی حفاظت فرما، ایک ایک ایمان والے کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنے سے رہ گیا محض تیرے کرم سے نصیب فرما. ہماری ان دعاؤں کو تیرے لطف و کرم سے قبول فرما. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ.